I want to share a message with you today entitled Messed Up Plans. Have any of you ever had your plans messed up? Well, I have. And it seems like no matter how wonderful you'd like for Christmas to be, something always goes wrong. Isn't that right? You plan for the best, but it doesn't always happen. For example, maybe the gift that you sent doesn't arrive on time. You know, we all love our grandkids, and some of you have distance between your kids in the sense of location, and you can't always be around them, but you want to send them that gift, but guess what? Sometimes it doesn't get there. How about this one? The late night Santa can't figure out the instructions to put the bicycle together. Here's another one. The overpriced Christmas tree dries up, and the pretty lights threaten to set the branches on fire. And if that's not enough, Grandma's fruit cake doesn't taste like fruit or a cake, if you know what I mean. Now, my little experience this year were the lights on my house. Now, let me just tell you, if you love lights, you can drive by someone's house and tell their age by the lights they have or that they don't have. Mine, and let me just say this, I'm a little bit jealous. I've been outdone by some of my neighbors who are sitting here. They're in this service today and other neighbors, and I was scaling down and simplifying Christmas and the Christmas lights, and now they're decorating their roof lines, their chimneys, and other things, and they're sitting right over here and showing off in the neighborhood. And I was going into simplifying, but to make my point, they're all a little bit younger. Mine now have gone from the peak lines and the dormers down to the shrubs. That's how you know how old a guy who likes Christmas lights is. If they're in the shrub, they're getting older, right? And then if there are not any on the house, I don't know what's going on there. We hope it's not the Scrooge spirit. But in truth, folks, despite our best plan, by the way, let me just say this. My angel was my problem this year. I mean, I had the house ready to go, and the angel went out. The lights went out. My mother gave me an angel a few years ago, and she used it for years, and now I've been using it, but all the lights went out, so I had to go, and oh, I tell you, Mother, it looks great. It's been repainted, brand new lights, and I'm telling you, the angel is looking good, but that was one of the problems that I ran into, and then when I got the angel fixed, another set of lights went out. You know, in spite of our best plans, Christmas can get messy. Is that not true? And I know that's a bit trivial compared to what sometimes in reality goes on in our lives. And I want you to think about this. When Jesus was born, He didn't fit into many people's plans. Here's the reason why. Some expected a Messiah someday, but nobody figured that God would be born as a baby. Now, I want you to think about Mary, and I want you to think of Joseph this morning. Here's what they were doing in this season. They were planning a wedding. And all of a sudden, God delivers a new set of instructions. How would you like that? You've got the wedding, you're planning it, you're getting everything ready, and then God says, hey, we've got another plan. An angel appears saying, Mary, I know that you got some big plans, but God wants you to know something, that you're going to be pregnant before your wedding. And your fiancé, Joseph, he's not going to be the father of your child. And the angel goes on and says, you know, it's a miracle thing that we're doing called a virgin birth. And this baby you're going to have, if that wasn't enough, he says, he's going to be God. Now, how many of you know that will throw a kink into anybody's wedding plans? Come on, ladies, you can identify. By the way, I've learned that weddings are primarily for the young lady. They're not for the guys. Guys would just like to get this thing over with. But let me tell you, young Mary, who at the oldest is 16, and Joseph probably at the oldest is 19. They're planning this wedding. They're getting pretty excited, and all of a sudden, an angel shows up. Says, hey, we've got a different set of instructions here. In other words, their plans got messed up. If you've ever been surprised or caught off guard or even, let's be real, been ticked at God because He messed up your plans, then I want you to consider what that really means for your walk of faith. Number one, when God messes up your plans, it means that He's trying to get your attention. Now, the Bible teaches in Proverbs 16 and 25, He says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Now, sometimes We don't even realize it, and we're genuine and we're sincere, but we begin heading down a wrong path that seems very right to us. And then God says, hey, I want you to think about this. I want to get you on the right path because I can see what is around the corner. I'm a firm believer in planning and getting a vision and all those things. But folks, let me tell you something. Sometimes God knows what He's doing. He can see what's coming. He can see what's around the corner. And guess what He does? In love for us, He messes up our plans. And you know what God says? He says, I know the detours and the roadblocks that you're about to hit. And here's what God is doing. He says, I love you enough that I want to keep you from the pain that you're about to experience. Oh, I pray you hear me today. And this is where I almost get frustrated when I want to share a truth and something that I know and how to convey that. And I've come to realize that when you're preaching or teaching people, only God can convey that to them. But here's what I want you to know. God wants every one of you to experience life in the fullest. Please, in this Christmas season, do not see God as angry. Do not see God as tight-fisted, as wanting to withhold something from you. See God as a God who is madly in love with you and wants you to experience the best that life has for you. But to illustrate what I'm talking about, how many of you who have ever had kids, if you, let's say for example, you were to walk in the garage one day and little Johnny has an aluminum bat that you gave him the previous Christmas and he's there, he's swinging this bat wildly around in the garage off the top shelf and only God knows what they're trying to get off the top shelf. But how many of you realize that you wouldn't probably sit back and say, hey, whoa, this is a moment for America's funniest home videos. You wouldn't do that. You'd probably say, whoa, wait a minute, guys, stop. You know why? Because you would realize that if little Johnny keeps swinging that bat and he knocks off whatever he wants to knock off and then everything else comes down the shelf and everything, guess what? Johnny's going to have some problems. And you as a parent, you see that calamity ahead, and what do? You lovingly step in and say, whoa, wait a minute. Beloved, listen to me. We may not like to hear this, but sometimes we head down a road that God says, I really need to mess these plans up because there's going to be some problems here. How many of you know the parent who comes in the garage, he can see when little Johnny's swinging that bat, he can see the pain that's about to come. He or she can see the emergency room and the tears and the stitches. And then, if that's not enough, they can see the cost that's about to be brought their way. So what do? In love and in kindness for their goodness, you mess up their plans and you get their attention. Can I hear an amen on that? Amen. How many of you know the Bible is filled with examples where God says, let me have your attention? And you know why? Because God truly cares for every one of us. And I know right now our world is going crazy. And I can't promise you that anytime soon it is going to get any better. But I know this, God has a life of fullness planned for you. And so sometimes we get these things in our mind, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, you know, I've got to do this to be a success. Give room for God to mess up your plans in the event He sees something coming that you don't see. Number two, when God messes up your plans, it means that He has a different plan for your life. Now, God created you, and He created me, and He created every human being for a purpose. You are not an accident. Some of you may have been brought up in circumstances. Maybe you've been abandoned by parents or something else that really went on in your life that you really didn't want. Problems in the family. And you don't really feel like you have any purpose. Oh, let me tell you. God created you. That's what Psalms 139 says. That you were created by God. And that He has a purpose. And that He has a plan for your life. When our plans get messed up, the reason is so that God can get us in line with His purpose for our lives. He wants us to know His better plan for our lives. Now, here's something about God's plans that sometimes we don't always know. And I want you to think about this in the context of the Christmas story. God's plan is bigger than your plan. His perspective is bigger than yours. All Mary and Joseph wanted to do that first Christmas, all they wanted to do was get married, have kids, and have a great family. That's all they wanted to do. But let me tell you what God wanted. God wanted to use them to bless the entire world. Think about it. We just want to get married. And now this angel has come on the scene saying, hey, you're going to be pregnant, Mary, and Joseph's not going to be it, and nobody else is going to be the father. I mean, hey, this is kind of getting weird here. But folks, if we can see beyond the natural and see beyond our own intellect and our own plans and our own dream and vision, that sometimes God has something greater in mind than we do, and it is to bless other people and to bless ultimately the entire world. Here's what I believe about every human being born on the face of the earth. I believe that God wants to use all people to bless history. That's what I believe. But sometimes we have to understand that God has a better plan, and that sometimes He will mess up our plans out of love, not out of anger, and not because He's upset with us. I'd say that God had a little bigger plan in mind for Joseph and Mary here in light of the fact that He wanted to bless the whole world, wouldn't you? God wants to use every one of you to make a difference in this world. And I believe in more ways than we can possibly imagine. Now this I need to say about God's plan. God's plan may be the harder plan. Frankly, being very real with you today, God's plan is not always easy. Am I right about that? Sometimes it comes with difficulties. Sometimes it comes with trouble. And it's confusing at times because it's God's plan and it's not our plan. Anybody ever been there? Ever experienced some of these things? Ever experienced when you knew that you were doing everything God told you to do and that you were in His plan? You ever been a little confused? Come on, let's be honest. I've been a little confused a few times. This confusion, by the way, is why a lot of people cut God out of their lives. It's human nature to take the easy way out. Oh, don't bail out on God. Give God place in your life. Why? He has a plan. He has a dream. And He wants you to experience all the fullness of life. But sometimes He's got to take us through a process to get us there. When we're presented with a harder and maybe even confusing and more difficult way, here's what we often say. Why in the world would I want to do that? How many of you know that is the struggle with many people in our world today? Why would I want to do God's plan? Why would I want to do things His way? Because God's plan, listen to me, gives you significance and it gives you purpose. People right now, I mean, the things that they are searching for is significance and purpose, and we keep searching for it in all the wrong places. Beloved, God knows what He's doing. Let Him mess your plans up. Let Him step in this Christmas season and say, hey, I've got something else for you, and let Him bless you and let Him use you as He will. You want satisfaction? You want purpose? You want peace? You got to do it God's way. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Thank God Mary and Joseph switched to God's plan because God came to them and He said and said to both of them, said, I've got a better plan for you. And they believed God. And there is one of the keys. They believed God for the better plan. God's got a better plan. Now, I know that many of you are going through difficulties right now. I know that. Being a pastor, I know of many, many people right now in this audience and some who can't be here who are going through difficulties. But I will say this. Christmas does have a tendency to turn up the volume on whatever's going on in our lives, doesn't it? I'm sad to tell you, but there are more people depressed sometimes than we care to realize during the Christmas season. And God does not want that. But if you're going through some tough times, they seem to be tougher at Christmas. Isn't that true? But I want you to know this. Even in your difficulties, God is working a plan for your life. What does God say that He'll do? God says, I've got a plan for your life and I will work for your good. I'll read that verse to you in a moment. But number three, When God messes up your plans, it means that He wants you to trust Him. Now imagine for a moment how God's plan tested Joseph's faith. Now, come on, guys, let's be real for a moment. Would you believe it if your fiance said she was pregnant yet still a virgin? Not a chance. God love her, but when we were pastoring in Gatesville, Texas, we had one young saint in our church who became pregnant. And they never could come to grips with the reality that another human being was involved. And they really tried to convince mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and the preacher and his wife that this was a modern day virgin birth. No chance, no way, no how. I'm not kidding. Think about how this tested Joseph's faith. Imagine how God's plan tested Mary's faith. There wasn't a single person in the entire world who could understand exactly what she was going through because nobody had ever been through it. Anybody hearing me today ever felt that way? I have been through some things, and I think it's because God messed up some of my plans. I've been through some things. I don't even try to tell people anymore what it's about. It doesn't do any good. They can't relate. Anybody else ever been there? Come on, I'm not the only one, am I? God does some things that does not make 1 ounce of sense to us. You can't figure out. But here's the thing. Don't you bail out on God. When God messes up our plans, it's because He wants us to trust Him. Now, God's plan was so different from Mary and Joseph's plan, the only thing they could do was to trust God. Sometimes God will get you in a situation where you have no choice but to look up at Him and trust Him. And that's not the worst place we can be. Amen? So why does God allow circumstances in our lives that don't make sense? Well, the answer is that it gives us an opportunity to express and to develop our faith. We say, God, use me. God, do great things through me. I want to reach the world. I want to help people find Christ. I want to do all kinds of good things. And God says, oh, thank you. I think He looks over at Jesus and looks over to everybody in the throne and says, hey, we got one down there. Everyone says, let's go to work now. And what does God do? God begins to work on our behalf. But you know what He wants us to do? He wants us to trust Him. And He wants us to express faith and trust Him during this time. Because why? He's developing our faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, listen to this, without faith it is impossible to please God. Now when we pray and when we believe, and we've all done that, when we become Christians, we want to be used of God. Realize this, God has to strengthen our faith. And He will allow us to go through circumstances that will strengthen our spiritual muscles so we can express faith and so we can develop it. Why? Because without faith, you cannot please God. He didn't say you can't please Him. He said it is impossible. So what do you do when your plans fall through? Well, you trust God. And I know right now I'm speaking to people whose plans have fallen through. With all that's going on, In the American economy, we have people in our congregation who one day thought they had a secure job and now they don't have a secure job. There are a lot of things. There are people who are going along just fine, working for the Lord, doing great things, and then suddenly something happened and they received a diagnosis that is very challenging to them, and we're standing with them. What do you do when your plans fall through? You trust God. What do you do when your plans fall through? You trust the wisdom of God, and you trust His love, and you trust that God has the best plan for our lives. And here's another thing we do. We trust that God can bring good out of bad. This is what I love about God. God can take a bad situation. He can take bad, and He can bring good out of it. You don't know my life, Pastor. Why would you even say that? Because there's a wonderful promise in the Bible that reads this way in Romans 8 and 28. And I love this verse. It says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Right now, beloved, regardless of what the diagnosis is, the challenge is, whatever the problem is, if you will acknowledge God and you will serve God, let me tell you what He's doing. He is working right now. That word working just really came off the pages to me. He's working. He's working on your behalf. But you don't understand, Pastor. My mind seems confused. I don't understand. I get depressed sometimes. Listen to me. God is working on your behalf. God is working to take that bad situation and cause it to work together for good. Well, did God cause the bad? No, God doesn't cause the bad in the world. Bad happens because we live in a sinful world. And bad happens because there are bad people in the world. But it doesn't mean we're bad. And what God does, and what He's so good about doing, is taking bad situations and causing them to work together for our good. Turn to somebody and say, God's working today. Come on, turn to somebody and say, God is working today. Now, this promise is for everybody. All things don't work together for good if you're going against God. Now, you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're going against God, then I don't know that I have a promise for you. But they only work together for those who love God. And what an opportunity that we have this Christmas season to renew our relationship with the Lord. And better than that, if you've never had a relationship with God, what an opportunity that you have with all that we've experienced today to recognize that God loves me. Beloved, sometimes God messes up our plans. And if you're seeking God and you're praying and your plans get messed up, don't you beat yourself up. Sometimes we just beat ourselves up like, man, what have I done to deserve this? How did I offend God? Let me tell you, there is a devil in this world, and that's who's speaking to you in occasions like that, telling you how bad you are and how you've messed up and God's angry and now God's getting back at you. I don't believe that for a moment. So this Christmas, you may be feeling a little discouraged. Anybody feeling a little discouraged? Are you feeling lonely? Or maybe stressed? Stressed out by plans? One of the things that I tell people, do not let Christmas plans stress you out. Anybody here that's been stressed and you feel like all of your life is falling apart? Maybe you're celebrating this Christmas after a divorce or a death or even a disability. Maybe you felt concerned or even a little hopeless about your finances or about your future. Am I speaking to anyone today? I think we're all to some degree feeling the pinch, feeling the pressure. And if you're not, praise God for it. You are so blessed. Make sure that you are shedding and spreading joy to others, because I know a lot of people who are experiencing these very things that I've shared with you. What should you do when life doesn't make sense? You should do what the wise men did. That very first Christmas, seek God and focus on Him. And here's what God Himself says in Jeremiah 29 and 13. It says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. The wise are those who seek God in this season. What an opportunity to be a seeker of God this season and to be considered wise. I want to be a wise person. The Bible says, he who finds wisdom is a blessed man. I want to be blessed. And I know you want to be blessed. So, beloved, hear me today. Maybe your plans have gotten messed up, but let's give room for God. Let's realize that maybe God, in messing up our plans, has a bigger picture for us. Let me just testify to you today and tell you my personal experience is, when God is getting ready to do something greater in your life, it's like a woman who's giving birth to a child. It gets more and more and more intense. And some days you wake up and you wonder, can I make it through another day? Can I make it to the next hour? And I'm declaring by the grace of God and by the help of the Holy Spirit, you can. But if you'll keep this in mind, that sometimes God messes up our plans because He's got a bigger picture in mind. If you can keep that in your mind and hold on to that and stay encouraged with that dream and with that vision that God has given you, it really will help you. God's all about strengthening our faith. Right now, I pray you're getting encouraged, whatever you've been going through, that maybe you've been a little down, a little discouraged, disappointed, wondering what the future holds. As we're standing this morning, I want you to know there's a God in heaven who sees you. You are important to Him. He loves you. He loves you so much. Listen to me now. He loves you so much that over 2,000 years ago, He was willing to part with His Son and send His only begotten Son to this earth and be born as a little baby and grow into manhood and then go to a cross and die on that cross for your sins and for my sins and take our sins upon us and say, if you will come to me, I'll save your soul. I want to say, I'm going to pray a very simple prayer for every one of us this morning. But I believe it's very possible there are people here who don't have a relationship with God. In fact, I want everyone in this room today. I want everyone. You may be a believer. You may have been serving the Lord 20, 30 years. I want everybody to pray. We're going to pray a very, very simple prayer. And if you want to pray this prayer along with us, I encourage you to do this. Those of you join us by radio and by the internet, I invite you to join us as we invite Christ into our lives in a new and a fresh way today. I want you to pray with me this simple prayer, inviting Jesus Christ to come and be Lord of your life and save you. And you know what He's going to do when you do that and you mean it? God is going to come, and every sin you have ever committed, I don't care how horrible you think it is or how bad you think it was, let me tell you what God is going to do. And it's because of Jesus, folks. He's going to come and He's going to wash your sins and He's going to cleanse you to never be remembered by God again. That's what the blood of Jesus and the work on the cross does. It cleanses us from all sin and from all bad and everything we've ever done. And you know what? Then we start a relationship with Him. Can I pray with you today? Please, I want everybody, pray with me. Pray out loud so we can hear you pray. Say, Dear God, I come in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't come with excuses. I need a Savior. Jesus, save me. Save me from all my sins and from all unrighteousness. I want to serve you from this day forward. In Jesus' name.